This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. I've really been looking forward to this performance this afternoon. The band that we have in the studio has a new album out called Expect the Best. I am one smitten kitten over that. And tonight, they play at the Sidewinder on Red River. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Widow's Peak.
Easy won't do it. There's no time for it. Thought about getting out, fighting the current. It was so powerful. I thought I fought the pull. Time got me tired.
Widow's Peak in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. I think we just heard right on.
Yeah.
It's like, well done, Lori, well done. No, I'm very happy to have the band here this afternoon. And, of course, we have Molly Hamilton on vocals and guitar, joined by Robert Thomas on guitar, Willie Muse on bass, and James Jano on drums. The name of the album is Expect the Best. And, Molly, I mentioned earlier I was listening to the album even this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, absolutely. I mean, I was like, it's bands like you that make my job easy. But I obsess on stuff like this because I think we always apply our own personal experiences to any music, mm-hmm. no matter what. But what was really capturing my attention was the fact, I don't know, you seem to really, really be able to portray an anxiety, especially when it comes to displacement or even isolation.
Mm-hmm.
The music is so beautiful. One reviewer is like, enveloping, I should say. You know, you can cover yourself with it. But at the same time, it's like, oh, I know that very well. I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, Molly, because that's an intensity that's a tough one. Anything having to do with anxiety is a challenging topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I think this was the first record where it wasn't so much like, looking back on like past experiences, and I was more like writing about what I was going through at the time, which was, you know, sort of just not knowing where I wanted to be living or, you know, feeling kind of adrift from moving way too much over the past like 4 or 5 years. And so I was back in my hometown of Tacoma and just kind of definitely feeling some sort of anxiety from that, but also just sort of I don't know, existential crisis, Saturn return, what, call it what you will. I mean, I think everybody sometimes gets in those moments where you're like, what is the clear? There's no clear answer here. There's no real obvious positive thing I can be doing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
But yeah, so I think in terms of songwriting, it was interesting and kind of nerve-wracking for me to put that out there, but I don't know. I thought it was I'm proud of the record. So
absolutely. No, you say nerve-wracking. I'm all, that's exactly it. And just like, it's almost like nothing beneath your feet. Your feet are dangling. You're like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, that just really resonated, at least with me personally.
Awesome.
Also, taking a bit of a look at dealing with social media, especially right now in this particular time. I mean, you know, listening to Expect the Best and the track Dog in particular, I was like, oh, no, that's another thing that fills me with such dread.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Just, I mean, you know.
And I think especially in those moments where you're kind of unable to, like, willingly portray your life as something, you know, so much of social media is supposed to be, like, sharing these things with people. But when everybody else is sort of curating it in a way that is unrealistic, like, it feels really dishonest to me to do that. But it also can kind of put you in this, like you have to shut it out and ignore the, like, comparisons to other people that you're inevitably going to do. But then other people have really positive experiences.
That's true.
So it's hard because I think we're still going through growing pains with social media. And so I don't know how I feel about it still. I'm still figuring it out.
It's like still kind of an experiment, but I'll just keep it at arm's length for now.
Yeah, and then I guess we'll see if how we all turn out as a society in a couple of decades. But
Oddly, I have hope. Don't ask me where that's coming from.
I mean, expect the best, right? That, I meant that line in that song sort of cynically, but at the same time, like, what else can you do? Like,
not much.
You know, so.
Not much. We are getting deep in Studio 1A. My special guest this afternoon, Widow's Peak. I say Widow's Peak. Some people say Widow's Peak. That's cool.
Yeah.
Either way.
Whatever. I mean, we meant it ambiguously. So.
See, and there you go. I think I have time for one more track. And what will you be playing next?
This song's called The Dream.
About leaving, but for real this time, some redesign of a classic theme, a western scene. What everyone wants is the same thing. To be what everyone else wants to be. What do you want to be? You could be the best in some wild, wild west. You could be the best in some wild, wild. Six.
Widow Speak in Studio 1A, we just heard The Dream. And before that, we heard Ride On. And In My Heart, this is the perfect soundtrack to our rainy afternoon here in Austin. That's awesome. And remember, you have a date tonight with Widow Speak. They're going to be playing at the Sidewinder on Red River. Doors open at 6:30. The band Clearance opens the show. And Widow Speak goes on at around 8:25 or so. If you'd like tickets or more information, you can go to thesidewinder.com. And please get the new album, Expect the Best. I cannot recommend it enough. And I want to say thanks again to James, Willie, Robert, and Molly. Thank you so much for playing this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And also want to say thank yous to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to check out all of these really cool exclusive Studio 1A performances on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And of course, thanks to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of those guys everything sounds fabulous in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
I'm still